Welcome back to Be the Best Version of Yourself. Today we're diving into a topic that's essential for all of us, self-care. But not the cookie-cutter kind you see on social media. I'm talking about self-care that honors your unique energy type. Because we're all wired differently. What feels rejuvenating for one person might feel draining for another. When you understand your natural energy, you can design a self-care practice that actually works for you. Let's start with why self-care matters, and then I'll walk you through each energy type. Projectors, generators, manifestors, manifesting generators, and reflectors. Self-care is the practice of protecting your energy so you can show up as your best self. Many of us try to do it all, say yes to everything, push through exhaustion, but that's a fast track to burnout. Think of your energy like a bank account. Every task, every relationship, every decision is a withdrawal. Without intentional deposits, through rest, play, creativity, or alignment, you'll eventually run on empty. Self-care is about keeping that account balanced in a way that fits you. Now let's break down what that looks like for each energy type. Projectors are the guides of the world. You see patterns others miss. You're here to lead and advise. But you don't have the same consistent energy as other types. For you, self-care is about rest without guilt. That might mean taking naps, working fewer hours, or carving out slow, intentional mornings. Projectors often feel pressure to keep up, but your magic comes when you work smarter, not harder. Also, choose environments and people who see your value. Being unrecognized or ignored can feel draining. Spend time with those who appreciate your insights. Maybe it's a mastermind group, a creative circle, or just one friend who really gets you. Generators are the life force energy of the world. You have sustainable energy, but only when you're doing what lights you up. Your biggest self-care trap? Saying yes to everything out of obligation. That leads straight to burnout. Instead, tune into your gut response. When an opportunity comes up, check in. Does this feel exciting and expansive, or heavy and draining? Aligned self-care for you might mean saying no to that extra project you're not passionate about. Prioritizing hobbies that spark joy, even if they're unproductive. Creating space to follow your excitement, whether that's cooking, traveling, or dancing. Your energy is magnetic when you're lit up. When you say yes only to the right things, you have energy to share with others, and you feel fulfilled. Manifestors are initiators. You have bursts of powerful energy to start things and shake things up, but constant obligations and micromanagement drain you fast. Self-care for you means protecting your freedom and autonomy. Ask yourself, where can I carve out space to create without interference? You thrive when you have the freedom to follow your urges. That could mean starting a side project that excites you, taking a solo trip to recharge, saying no to too many check-ins or meetings that slow you down. Also, honor your need for rest between bursts. You're not designed to operate like a generator. You need downtime after big pushes. Manifesting generators are like generators with a twist. You also crave variety and speed. A rigid routine can feel suffocating. Self-care for you is about permission to pivot. You don't have to stick with something forever. If it stops exciting you, it's okay to move on. Some ideas for you are, try multiple hobbies at once, painting, running, and learning a new language all in the same week. Design your day with flexibility. Leave space to follow spontaneous inspiration. Embrace your fast-moving energy. Don't force yourself into slow, linear paths. Your mantra. I'm allowed to change my mind. That's not flaky. It's honoring your design. Reflectors are deeply attuned to their environment. You literally reflect the energy around you, which means self-care starts with curating your surroundings. Ask yourself, does my environment feel calm and supportive? If not, make changes. Spend more time in nature, declutter your space, or distance yourself from draining relationships. You also need time and space for clarity. Unlike other types, you're designed to process decisions slowly. Give yourself permission to step back. meditation, journaling, or quiet walks can help you reconnect with yourself. The more intentional you are about your environment, the more grounded and clear you'll feel. Self-care is not about following a checklist. It's about listening to your body and honoring your design. Ask yourself, what feels nourishing? What drains me? What do I need to feel alive and balanced? When you practice self-care aligned with your energy type, you not only feel better, you become magnetic. Your relationships improve, your creativity flows, and you show up with more joy and impact. So whether you're a projector, generator, manifester, MG, or reflector, start small. Choose one self-care practice that feels aligned and commit to it this week. Your future self will thank you.